Daf Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas and Nisal Bas Shmuel, the Neshamas Shev Elias. So Tanya, here we go, famous stuff. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, B'tishrei, in Tishrei the world was created, right? When in Tishrei? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right? L'chora. Doesn't say that, just says Tishrei. But we would assume it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right? B'tishrei noldu avos. In Tishrei, the avos were born. Not Yitzchak. B'tishrei meitu avos. In Tishrei, the avos died. B'pesach nol Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. B'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, nifkida, Hashem remembered, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, doesn't mean that Hashem forgot about them, and then Rosh Hashanah, he remembered. It's not what it means. We don't know what it means. It doesn't mean that. But anyway, it was Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef, Beis Asurim. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left jail. For Rosh Hashanah, by the way, that's always a famous question. How can you take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? If you got out of jail, Rosh Hashanah, right, it says in the pasuk, he took a haircut. To get ready. What? No, Rosh Hashanah? Tiantiv. How can you do that? Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda, Me'avosan of Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, there was no more Avoda in Mitzrayim. Wait a minute. Does that make any sense? When did they leave Mitzrayim? In Nisan. That no one disputes that. So Rosh Hashanah they stopped working? Says Tosfos on the top one, Rabbi Yeshua Mode Baha, Barov Svarim, Afal P, even though Shetzchil Hamakos Benisan, the Makos started in Nisan. Why did they start in Nisan? Because the Mishpat HaMitzriyim Yud Beis Chodesh, the Mishpat was 12 months, Kidnan Be'idios, like it says in Idios, how do you get 12 months from 10 Makos?
That's just one that came early.
What?
One came early.
So there's a story, where this comes from, that there was 1 week of Makkah, and then 3 weeks of warnings.
Right.
Where does it say that, really? Even if that's true, you're only going to get 10 months. It's only 10 Makkahs. And Makkahs Bechoros didn't last for 7 days. It lasted for 5 minutes. Right? Only for 7 days. What does that mean exactly? Anyway, says Tos, Mikol Makkah Lepaska Voda Ad Tishrei. They didn't stop working until Tishrei. So from the first few Makkahs, from Nisan till Tishrei, they were still working. Then Tishrei stopped. That's not how we really generally grew up as kids thinking that. Maybe there's another medrash out there that says something different, but that's what the Gemara says. B'nisan nigalu, in Nisan we were redeemed the first time. B'tishrei asidin nigal, and the next time we were redeemed is going to be in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. B'nisan nivra olam, the world is created in Nisan. B'nisan aldu avos, in Nisan the avos are born. Except for Yitzchak, even Yitzchak. B'nisan mesu avos, in Nisan they died. But Pesach nold Yitzchak. And Pesach Yitzchak was born. That's already in Nisan. They'd have to repeat that. But he repeats it anyway to show that no one disputes that issue. Rosh Hashanah, except for other Midrashim. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana. That he agrees. Rosh Hashanah, Yotze, Beis HaZur, Yotze got out of jail. On Rosh Hashanah, we agree with that. Rosh Hashanah, Batla, Avodim, Avosenu, Mimitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, they stop working. Everyone agrees to that one. B'nisan nigalu, b'nisan asidin ligoil. In Nisan, we were redeemed, and in Nisan we'll be redeemed again. Says the Sfas Emes, don't worry about Mashiach. Mashiach come any time. He's not Nisan now, he's not coming. Don't worry about that issue. Don't worry about that. What does it mean that in Nisan we'll be redeemed? Though I don't know. But don't think that's another 4 or 5 months for Mashiach to come. Don't think that. He can come at any time. What the Geula actually means, we'll have to wait and see. Okay, now we're going to dissect this brisa. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin shebetishrei nivra olam. How do we know that it was in Tishrei, that the world was created in Tishrei? Shneimar, because it says, V'yomer Elokim, Hashem said, Tad sheha'aretz deshe esef mazri azera. Go forth and grow trees and eat pri. Go forth and grow grass and trees. Go forth, world. Ezu chodesh, what's the month? Sheha'aretz motzia dashayim. What month does the grass taka grow? The Elon Mole Peros, and the Elonim are full of fruit. Havyom is a Tishrei. The Tishrei time. Vosar Perek, the Zman Revi'a Hoysa, that's the rainy season. Right? Which makes perfect sense. Hoysa V'yardu G'shavim, Tidvit Simchu. And the rain came down, the rain comes down into Nisan, and in Tishrei, I'm sorry, and makes things grow. Shemar, it says, Eid Yalam and Aretz. And a mist came up from the earth, and it watered the earth. It doesn't rain in Nisan. So if the world was created in Nisan, what do you mean it rained? It doesn't rain in Nisan. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Minayin Shebenisan Nifra Olam. How do I know the world is created in Nisan? Shemar, it says, the exact same pasuk. Totze Aretz Desha Esef Mazvia Zera Ve'etz Osepri. Right? And then Rashi points out, "V'loksi v'tadche aretz." It doesn't say that tadche aretz. Ezu chodesh aretz malaya d'shoyim v'ilan motzi peros, which is the month where it's all growing. Havi'om is Nisan. It's a springtime. V'oso aperek zman behema v'chayiv ofim is davgan ze etzal ze. That's when the animals mate. Shnemar lovshu karim hatzon. The edach. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with this idea? That's what, you know, he says, Nami Haksiv 8 Osepri, it says that. Hahila bracha de oros hu d'ksiv. It's just a bracha. It doesn't mean it was mamish created like that. This is a bracha for the future. V'idach, what about Yeshua? Nami Haksiv 8 pri. Now, Hauki Yeshua ben Levi. He uses that for the vart of Yeshua ben Levi. Dabar Yeshua ben Levi. Because Yeshua ben Levi said, listen to this amazing Gemara, call my separatius. Everything in Bereishis, Nivru was created. L'daita Nivru. According to their wishes, according to their das. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Sha'olam im chafetzim lihibros. He asked them, do you want to be created? Va'am ruhain. They said yes. So he asked the cow, want to be created? He asked the apple tree, want to be created? And they all said yes. What does that mean? Difficult. Rashi. What does that mean? Right, that's what Gemara says. They were created according to their das. But Rashi says, Hashem asked every creation, do you want to be created? Not an easy Rashi at all. Hashem has to need permission from them. So, the Ben Yehuda says, it means that whatever Hashem created down here, there's a corresponding ruchniyistika creation up there, or maybe down here too. It's a corresponding Ruchni's creation, and Hashem was indicating that everything in this world that has Gashmias has a corresponding Ruchni's. That's the best I can answer you. It's not a bad answer. Not sure what that means either, but at least I can say the words, and it has some kind of meaning, right? That everything in this world that we think is just a goof and just physical, there's spirituality there too. Even in non-kosher animals, and even in trees, and everything has some kind of spirituality, and that's what it means. It was created according to that desire.
It says here that
yeah.
Each creation was happy with the shape, how they were created, with how they looked.
It's not what Rashi says. I saw that. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, he asked them, do you want to be created? They said, yeah. Oh, I'm happy the cow's happy that it has, and a porcupine's happy that it has these things sticking out of it. That's not what it, that's not what it says. That's not what Rashi says. Then Rashi says, it sounds like he asked them in advance. So this is a difficult pshat. Okay, whatever. L'tzivyonam, that's the next one. L'tzivyonam nivru, each one was created in its own form. Shenemar, v'yichul ha'shrei v'aretz v'chol tzivaam. Tzivaam means hosts. Al tikvi tzivaam, el tzivyonam, according to their forms. Fine. So it's a machlokas. Was the world created in Nisan or Tishrei?
What did they do with the Gemara before that said that the animals were giving birth in El?
What?
We had a Gemara before that said.
No, they mate in. They mate now and then they give birth in El.
Right, but he's saying that the world was created in Tishrei.
No, he holds Nisan. The one that said they were mating holds Nisan. This makes perfect sense. After the winter, they're mating, and they'll give birth next El, a few months later.
So the one Hashem created the highest and of, they weren't there.
What?
I'm saying the highest and of, the elves were there.
Yeah.
There was no mating. Nobody was born in Tishrei. We're talking about the world was created in Tishrei.
No, he could. That was according to the one that said Nisan. That was according to the one who said that, oh, if you hold the, I don't know. I hear you asking that. I don't know.
Gemara said that.
Yeah, I hear. I don't know.
No, they created in their adult form.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But they didn't mate for a whole year.
You need a mate when you're created. It says that they were created. We're trying to bring a raya from the
desert. But he says it about he's
chicken, not an egg.
He says it about I know, but he says it about Nisan. Okay, I don't know. Okay, next. You really can't ask a question about this. Exactly. Next. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Menayin Tishrei Shinol Du Avos. How do you know in Tishrei the Avos were created were born? How do you know they were born in Tishrei? Shinemar says, Vayikalu al Melech Shlomo, Kol Ish Yisrael, B'yerach Ha'esanim B'chag. In the month of the Esanim, the Chag. Yerach Shinol Du Bo Esani Olam. It's a clue, it's a hint, that that's the month, which is Nisan, Tishrei, that's the month where the Esanim were born. Who are the Esanim? The Avos. My mashma, the high Esan, listen to the Kifihu. Esan means strength. How do you know that? The Chiv, it says, Eitan Moshevecha, right, the strength of your dwellings. V'amru, Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem, V'o Esanim, Mosei Aretz, V'omar, Pasuk and Shir Hashirim, Kol Dodi, Hine Zeba, Medalek Al Haharim. We're going to jump over the mountains, Mekapet Al Agvos, and we're going to leap over the hills, right? Medalek Al Haharim, B'schus Avos, and Mekapet Al Agvos, B'schus Imahos. So what do you see from all these psukim? That the Avos were born in Tishrei. Fine. Rabbi Shua Omer, Minayin Shib Nisan Aldo Avos. No, I say they were born in Nisan. Shnemar, because it says, Fahi B'shmonim Shana, Farba Me'o Shana, it was 480 years, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, B'shana HaRevius, in the fourth year, B'chodesh Ziv, Ziv is Iyar, B'yerach Shanol Dubo Zivyoso Olam. It's the month following when the light of the world was created, was born. Who are those? The Avos. So what do you see? They were born in Nisan, and then the following month is called Tishrei, it's called Ziv, which is Iyar. V'dechnaim v'ktiv b'yerach ha'esanim. One second, but it does say that it's the yerach of esanim, the yerach of the strong ones. Yeah, no. Hazim to tekiviv mitzvos. Tishrei is very strong in mitzvos. A lot of mitzvos in Tishrei, like Rashi says. Shofar, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. The busy month, Tishrei. That's what it means, esanim. Nothing to do with the avos. V'dechnaim v'ktiv b'chodesh ziv. But doesn't it also say that it's chodesh ziv? Yeah. Hahu the isbe zivol ilani. That's new to trees. Not with people. To the trees. Yeah, it's a blossoming month in the springtime when the trees come out. Damar of Yehuda, Yehuda said, Haiman denafek biyomi Nisan. If someone goes out in Nisan, v'chazi ilani, and he sees a tree, dimalav levi, that's blossoming, Omer, he says the following bracha, Baruch, Shalo, Chiser, Meolamo, Klum, Hashem, nothing lacking in this world, Ubarabo brios, tovos, you made good creatures, vilanos, tovos, good trees, let us know to enjoy, b'nei adam. Fine. Now, manda amar b'nisa noldu, b'nisa mesu. If you hold they were born in Nisan, then they passed away in Nisan. Manda amar b'tishrei noldu, b'tishrei mesu. If they were born in Tishrei, they passed away in Tishrei. Shenemar, like it says, v'yomer elokim, Moshe said to them, I'm 120 years today. What do you mean today? It was his birthday. Shein tamud lomar hayom. Ma tamud lomar hayom. Why say hayom? Today. Because hayom, molo yomai, ushnosai. Today I filled my years and my days. Lamdecha to teach you. Shakarash baruchu yoshev umamale. Shnoseim shel tzadikim. Miyom liyom. Ulechodesh michodesh. Tzadikim fulfill they complete their days and their years, so too the Avos, so too Moshe. So whatever month they were born, Mistama, that's the same month that they passed away. Shnemar, like it says, it's Mitzvah Yomecha Amale. Okay. Now we get to the very interesting, everyone knows this. It's such an amazing thing, because this week's Parsha. Amazing thing, we're learning this on this week's Parsha. The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak Minolam. How do you know Yitzchak was born on Pesach? So, how do we know? We all know because Lot was baking matzahs. Right? That's how we know. How else do we know? So, Lot. What? That's the wrong thing. That's a year before. That's a year before. Right?
They came on Pesach.
What? They came on Pesach, and they told him, B'moed. Okay, so here we go.
On this exact time.
Dichsiv, it says, L'moed ashuv elech. On the moed, I'm going to come back. So, emaskoi, when was this? When exactly was this? By the way, everybody said that Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Everyone said that. That Yitzchak was born in Nisan. When was the Mila? The Mila, Avram's Bris Mila, was on Pesach, we think. Because 3 days after that, Sodom was destroyed, and Lot was baking matzahs. Right? So we think that the Mila was on Pesach. That's what we all think. Except for the Gemara doesn't think that. The Gemara says the opposite. The Mila was in Tishrei. And Amos Koi, when did the Malachim come to visit Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera? When? Ilema b'Pesach. You don't tell me it was on Pesach. Vika Amrile, Batzeres. And the Malachim said in the next Moed Atzeres, you're going to have a baby. B'chamishin yom and mikra yod, you can have a baby in 50 days. That's not possible. Ela dekoy batzeres, so they came on Shavuos. The Ka'amri lay, and they told Avram, Betishrei, you're going to have a baby in the next Moed, Tishrei. Still, doesn't make sense. Akati b'chamisha yarchi miko yelda. How could you have a baby in 5 months? Ella, rather, dekoy b'chag, they came on Sukkis. The Ka'amri lay, b'nisan, and they told him, you're going to have a baby in Nisan. Why couldn't they come on Pesach and tell him he's going to have a baby on Sukkot? Because Yitzchak wasn't born in Sukkot. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. So what's the Moed? Says the Gemara, it must be they came on Sukkot and told Avram, you're going to have a baby next Moed, which is Pesach. Which means the Bris Mila wasn't Tishrei. That doesn't go with that. We don't think that. Right?
Why are we assuming that the fact that you say next year you're going to have a baby, you're already pregnant, she's not pregnant yet.
We're going to get to that question in a second.
Why are you assuming that Moed has to mean a month instead of a point in
time? Moed means a yontif.
No, it's a point in time.
Right, point in time. So the Gemara assumes it means a yontif. That's what the Gemara assumes. Right? What does it mean, ke'eth chaya? So Reb Chaim Paltiel, I don't learn from Chaim Paltiel's on my own. He's brought down over here. That he's a Rishon, he wrote a Pirish on Chumash. Not such a popular Pirish. No, it's not so popular. I saw it one time only. Like one shul had it once, and it says in there that it's basically the equinox. I'm now in Nisan time. I'm in Nisan now. When the equinox in the next 6 months from now, I'm in Tishrei now. The equinox, Tishrei. In 6 months from now, it'll be the equinox again, and that's when you're gonna have the baby. That's what means keis chaya, this time of life. Okay. Now. 1 second, says the Gemara. Akati b'shita yakri micha yelda? Can you have a baby in 6 months? Can't do that either. Right? Tani, no. Osa shana muberes haisa. There was a leap year that year. So it was really 7 months. Sof. Ki medali mar yome tuma batzmi luhu. But 1 second, we all know the story that Sarah became a nida right then, right when the Malachim showed up. So it was an extra 7 day delay. So it's too short. Not enough time. She has to wait 7 days before she could be with Avraham. For she became a Nida. So she has to wait 7 days, so it's not enough time. Right? So says the Ritva, well maybe they had maybe she waited 7 days. So Yitzchak was born.
Avraham had a breast.
What?
Maybe she waited 7 days because Avraham just had a breast.
Maybe Yitzchak was born on the end of Pesach. Like the last day of Pesach or something. Says you can't say that because, the Gemara is going to say it in a minute. You can't say that because there's a medrash that he was born on the first day of Pesach. Okay, so what's the answer? Amar Marzutra, Marzutra answers, Afilu lamanda amar yoledes l'tisha, ena yoledes l'mukutoin. We have a tradition that if you give birth to full term, the baby's not early. It's not an early baby. Yoledes l'shiva, Yoledes l'mekutoin. But if you give birth to a 7 month baby, the baby can be even early. Shemar says bechana. Vayilu tekufas hayamim. It was tekufas hayamim. What's tekufas hayamim? So each tekuf is 3 months, and each day is a yom is a day. So it's tekufos. Two tekufos is 6 months, and yamim is 2 days. So 6 months and 2 days. Shmuel was born. That's pretty fast. I don't know. What does it translate the word lemikutan? Abbreviated. Yeah. Shnemar tes bechana vayil tekufas hayamim mit kufas shtayim umit yamim shtayim. So it's 6 months and 2 days. So what do you see? That it was 6 months and 2 days. And just like it was 6 months and 2 days for Shmuel, it could have been that fast for Yitzchak too. And it makes sense. So how do we end off? Now we're going to do this big tosfos. How do we end off? We end off that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And the Malachim showed up on Tishrei. That's not so crazy. There is a medrash out there that Avram has bris on when? On Yom Kippur. There's a medrash that says that. Tosfos is going to assume that. And if you say that the medrash, that the bris was on Yom Kippur, the Malachim did not show up on Sukkos. They showed up on the 13th of Tishrei, which is 2 days before Sukkos, because 3 days later, it was the third day of his Mila. To say that Avram had his bris Mila 2 days after Yom Kippur, who wants to say that? Nobody wants to say that. It's a random day. No, Yom Kippur is a special day. So, here we go. One. Here we go on that big tosas. Sugi d'shmaitza, muchach, from this Gemara it's clear, the Tishrei nimol Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu's bris Mila was in Tishrei. The beperek hasocher es apolim, Omar, Bishlishi shel Mila bo etzlo malachim. And the third day of the Mila, that's how the pasuk starts off, Vayibi Yom HaShlishi, third day of the Mila, the Malachim came, V'oz Nemarlo, and that's when they told him, L'moed, Oshuv Elecha Keitz Chaya. Right? U'pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Nami Amrinam, same thing, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, like an old measures, B'yom HaKippurim Nimal Avram Avinu. The Avram Avinu's in Bris Mila was on Yom Kippur. V'hashta had the Amar b'chag, so it says that they showed up on Yontif. Lav dafka, it's not really Yontif, right? The Shnei Yom Lufnei HaChagai, it was really 2 days before Yontif, because it's 3 days after Yom Kippur, it's 2 days before Yontif, right? It's really the 13th. The Kivan Dinimo Biyom HaKippurim, because his bris was on Yom Kippur. Afagaf Demash Mahacha Lamoid Rishon. That's what the Malachim say. They showed up on the 13th of Tishrei. At the next Yontif, in 2 days from now, you're gonna have a baby. That doesn't mean that, right? Hachi Kama, here's what I meant to say. Lamoid Rishon Achar Chagazet. The next Yontif, after this one, that's when you're gonna have a baby. Didn't mean 2 days from now. And people now people say it's before Yom Sukkot. Some people want to talk about Pesach then. So they don't, the next Yontif. They don't mean the next Yontif in 2 days. They mean the next Yontif, right? The Kaim Babe, Akati, but Kaim Echag Dami. It's like the Chag still. Like, everyone's, right? The Kivan, the Lohave, Bo, Kim, Shnei, Amufanov. It's only 2 days before Yontif. We call it already the Chag. Ulamai de Maskinon, the Yoledis L'Shiva, Yoledis L'Mukutayin. So if that's the case, you don't even have to say that it was an abbreviated pregnancy. You don't have to say that. Why? L'Shnuye Shana, Mubaris Haisa, to say it was a leap year. Don't have to even say that. Dechi medales nami yomei tuma tavla belel chamishi lechag, right? So let's go. He says if you go 7 days after the 13th of Tishrei, is the 20th of Tishrei, which is the 5th day of Sukkot, right? That's when Yitzchak was conceived on the 5th day of Sukkot. Ve'efsha d'yal d'biyom achron shel Pesach, and then could be that Yitzchak was born on the last day of Pesach. Ela mishum d'arina b'seder olam, but we can't say that. Because it says in Seder Olam, Ubi Mechilta, Parashas V'Yisru B'nei Yisrael Miram Seis, and because it says somewhere else, the Betesvav B'Nisan Noli, he was born on the 15th of Nisan. So we'll throw in the leap year. Right? Umihu, then Tosfos in parentheses, Umihu, 1 second. Pligi Adahacha, the Ka'amar Nami, Betesvav B'Nisan, Dibur Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Betesvav B'Nisan, Boham Alachim Levasro. There is a medrash that says that they came on Pesach. And we all think that because Lot was baking matzahs. According to this, I was low baking matzahs. Because they ate matzah, not because of Pesach, because it wasn't Pesach. If anything, it was Erev Sukkos. Tesvav, right? Lot was very machmer in that halacha. You have to give some answer like that, right? Rashi clearly holds in Chumash that it was Pesach. Rashi says, why was low baking matzahs? Because it was Pesach, right? Which means that what does the moed mean? It means another year from now. Because no one disputes that Yitzchak was born Pesach. No one disputes that. V'Rab Meir Shliach Tzibor. You ever heard of Rab Meir Shliach Tzibor? Rab Meir Shliach Tzibor, Yisad, B'Mayrv Shel Pesach. On Mayrv of Pesach, he wrote a piyut, which I don't think, has anyone ever said that in the history of the world? On a Mayrv of Erev, Who says a Ma'ariv Pesach Piyutim? Shachris, some people say it. Who says Ma'ariv? Maybe there are shuls that do. By the way, Meir Shliach Tzibur is the person who wrote Akdamas. You know, when once in my life I said the piyutim of Ma'ariv on Pesach, which was last year when we were home. So you know what? I'm home anyway. Might as well say extra things. That's when I did it. First time, only time in my life. What? What? What happened? Here I am. They were complaining it was schlepping. The rest of the minion was complaining it was schlepping, my daughters. So, we're married to the Sheikh Siebert, you said Ma'ariv Shal Pesach. He says, he wrote a piyut in the Ma'ariv of Pesach. U'mitzvos, u'matzos ofa, v'yocheilu b'lelichang Pesach, the big matzos, from a voracious rabbah, lushi v'asi ugos, right? Hadad da marta, the Pesach, hayu was Pesach. V'chol hani lo sfirle de lemoid ashuv elecha keis chel moid rishon eloklama lemoid hazeh ashu Pesach. The moid hazeh doesn't mean the next yontif. It means the same yontif, a year later. That's what it means. Right? V'chein tagam onkelus keis chaya. What does it mean keis chaya? Keis da'atun kaimen. The same time like right now. Not the next yontif. No, the next year. Right? The next year. But 1 second. In Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Mila, it says, in Parshas Lech Lecha, at the end of Lech Lecha, people forget about this one. At the end of Lech Lecha, it says, This is right before the Bris Milah. There's Brisi Akim Es Yitzchak. Asher Teileid L'chatsar L'moed Azeh. B'shana Cheres. Next year, this Moed, you're going to have a baby. So 1 second. When was the Milah now? If the Milah was in Tishrei, right? When exactly did this happen? Happened before the Milah. So it's a funny thing. If this is, what does this mean? This means that Hashem told Avram Avinu, you're going to have a son. Hashem doesn't repeat it, Avram doesn't repeat it to Sarah. Doesn't say a word to her. He then goes and has a bris milah. 3 days later, Malachim show up and tell him the exact same thing again. Does anyone have pshat on that? What's pasha pshat on that? It says, Beferish in the Torah, that you're going to have a son. Why are the Malachim coming and telling him the same thing? Hashem just told it to him. I don't have an answer to that question. I don't have an answer to that question. I'd love to hear it. Someone answered to me last Shabbos. What's going on here? What's going on? What do you mean? L'moed hazeh b'shana acheres. L'moed hazeh next year. That's Hashem saying it. This is in Parshas Lech Lecha. This is right before the Bris Milah. Right? But the next pasuk, the next words are v'yichal dabrito. Hashem finished talking. V'yal elokim yal avram. Hashem went away. The very next pasuk, v'yichal mesi shmo tuki shmo bris milah. 3 days later, the malachim come and say the exact same thing.
Was Sarah there when the malachim said that?
She was outside, overheard it, right?
Right. So she didn't hear it.
So why didn't Avram just tell her? By the way, an amazing thing happened. Hashem just told him we're having a baby next year. And he didn't say a word. It's a pella. And then the malachim come and only talk to him. And she's overhearing it in the other room. It's unbelievable. We need a hezber here. Anyway, says Tosfos. You don't make sense to you?
I discount everything. You can't make
sense of this. So getting back, so Tosfos is wondering, 1 second. If Hashem told Avraham you're going to have a baby next year, when did that happen? So Tosfos says, that they made a mark on the wall, right? Next year, al karchach, it must be the betes of Nisan, Nemar, that was said on Nisan. Ubo bayom nomol. That day he had a bismila. Ubo bayom, ba malachim, b'shana zu. And then 2 days later, the malachim came. Tema, the Chalhani, the army b'tishrei haya, hechi mikayim, hahukra. If you hold it was in Tishrei, how does this make any sense? If you hold the bris milah was in Tishrei, how does this make sense? Says Tosfos, you want to tell me lemoid hazeh b'shana acheres eich yitochin lo mashen tzav v'pesach. Hashem says like this: do a bris milah. By the way, next it's Nisan now. Next year, today, you're gonna have a baby. Avram says, "Shkoyach Hashem, shkoyach." You know, I'm gonna wait 6 months to have the bris milah till Tishrei. Thank you, but I'll wait 6 months. That doesn't make any sense. No, right. So it says the eich yitochin lo mashen tzav v'pesach v'lo namal at Tishrei. And he waited? No, because they held it was in Tishrei. They waited? How can they ever wait? So how does this, what's going on here? You see the question? If Hashem spoke to Avram and Nisan and told them next year you're having a baby and do the Mila right now, how could the Mila possibly be in Tishrei? Which is what the Gemara said. How could it possibly be true? On Yom Kippur, all that, how could that be true? From Rabbeinu Tam, Tahani the Amri B'Tishrei, Sphir Luke Rabbi Yeshua, Amar B'Nisan Nivra Olam. No, the world was created in Nisan, right? Lahachi Hadar L'Shana L'Pesach Shana Acheres L'Moed Azeh Haina L'Moed Achar D'Biyom HaKippurim Amalo V'Karv L'Sukis Klamar L'Moed Azeh Rishon Shana Acheres. Then this happened on B'Tishrei time. And since the world was created in Nisan, then when Pesach came, it was already another year. And the Moed doesn't mean, Moed Azeh doesn't mean this Moed, it means the next Moed. You have to give him an answer like that, even though Tosas said. Okay, Tosas stretched out of that answer. Okay. We don't really have any clarity. The bottom line is the machlokas, if the Mila happened in Tishrei or Nisan, and everyone seems to agree that Yitzchak was born in Nisan. Right, just one more thing. So I said it yesterday at the end of the shir. In the Haggadah, in the Nirtza, one of those piyutim, it says everything balayla. Everything happened on Pesach night. Haman was Pesach night. It's in Cherev. You read it through that Daniel. Everything happened Pesach night. One of the things in there is Danta Hashem Melech Gror or something on Pesach night. That Avimelech took Sarah on Pesach night. Now that's a funny thing, because if you hold that Yitzchak was born in Nisan, that means it was a year earlier, right? Now, people said, the Torah said, Rashi says, that Hashem made Yitzchak look like Avraham. Nobody should say that Avimelech is the father. But if he was taken on Pesach, that's a year before. How could anyone say that? He can't be pregnant for a year. How could anyone think that? So it doesn't really make sense. So the standard answer is, if you want to believe something not true, you believe something's not true anyway. It doesn't make sense. So it doesn't make a difference, right? Yeah, people pick up any newspaper. It doesn't make any sense what people are saying. They're saying it anyway. That's the standard answer. Right? Okay. Next. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana, Minolam. How do you know they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Belazar, Issa Pekida, Pekida, Issa Zechira, Zechira. It's a Gzera Shava. Tichzib, Rachel, Vayizkor, Elokim, Es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Tichzib, Bechana, Vayizkor, Hashem. Hashem remembered her. This is Zechira, Zechira, Rosh Hashanah. Tichzib, Shabbason, Zichron, Trua. Shabbason, it's a Zichron of a Trua. So you see the word Zechira. Pekida, Pekida, Tichzib, Bechana, Kipakar Hashem, Es Bechana, Uksib, Besara, Hashem, Pakar Es Sara. So it's all one big Zera Shava. Everybody was remembered. Everybody was, Pekida means that they were remembered in a different kind of way. And it's all Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef, and Beis HaAsur, Minalim. How do you know Rosh Hashanah, Yosef came out of prison? The Chsif, it says, Tiku Bachod HaShofar. When do you blow the Shofar? Bakese. When it's hidden. Liyom Chagenu. Kichok Lisrohu. Right? It's a chok. Then it says, Eidus B'Yosef Shmo, but say so. So there's a reference there to Yosef, and we know that Rosh Hashanah is the hidden yontif, because it's the only yontif where there's no moon. In that regard, it's hidden. That's what it means. It's the hidden month where there's no moon. And also the pasuk there in Tehillim says Yosef. You know, it's spelled with a hey. Anybody know why it's spelled with a hey? I don't know why. It says Yosef with a hey. We say it every. I think it's the yom for Thursday, right? It's Thursday's shir. Yeah, Thursday's yom. We say it every Thursday. Yosef. Yosef is mentioned there with the hidden month. So you see that Yosef got out of prison. His Yeshua was on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah batla avodasa me'avosena b'mitzrayim. And on Rosh Hashanah they stopped working in Mitzrayim. Ksiv hacha avotesi etzchem mitacha sivlos Mitzrayim. Uksiv hasim, it says in that same pasuk, hasirosi misevel shechmo. Right? Remove me from the toils of my shoulders. So you see from here that it's the same idea that they stopped working Rosh Hashanah. Yosef got out of prison Rosh Hashanah, they stopped working Rosh Hashanah. The Nisan Nigalu, Kedisa. We already said that the Nisan was Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Tishrei Atidin Ligoel, Tishrei of all times, yeah, Issi Shofar. Ksiv Hacha Tikka Bachor Shofar, Uksiv Hasan Bayamahu Yitaka Shofar Gadol. The great Shofar blast at the end of days is going to be in Tishrei too. Rabbi Shua Omer, no, Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Atidin Ligoel. Minolan, how do you know? Amar Kra, Leil Shimurim. Leil HaMashumar Uba Misheshes Yimei Bereshis. Right? It's waiting from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Have you ever heard anyone say, beneath a nigal, the Tishrei Asidin Ligolu? Like any Rav gives a Joshua or a Shir or a Musa Shmuz. You've never heard that. You've only heard the Nisan, and Nisan again it'll happen. When Nisan comes, everyone always says that. Rabbi Waxman always says that. That's going according to the person we don't hold like. Right? It's a funny thing. The one we hold like, that the world was created in Tishrei, and then the Gula will be in Tishrei, that no one ever says. I've never heard that in my life. I've never heard anyone say, in Tishrei is going to be the Gula. They always say, Nisan's going to be the Gula, and we don't hold like him. Because he held that the world was created in Nisan, and we don't hold like that. It's a funny thing. Vidach, Leil Shemur Abba, Menah Mazikin. No, it doesn't mean Leil Shemur, it doesn't have nothing to do with Lasset Lavo. It means there's a night when there's no Mazikin. That's all it means. Okay, this Gemara is quite complicated, and everyone learns those Rashis and Parshas Noach. They're very confusing, but we're going to do it very quickly because V'oz l'tamayu. They both go according to their reasons. They stick to their guns regarding the Mabul too. The Tanya. It says in the Torah, Bishnas Sheish Me'el Shana L'chai Noach. Noach was 600 years old. B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month. What's the second month? It's a machlokas. It's either Cheshvan or Iyar. Right? In the 17th day of the month, B'chodesh Hasheni, Shivasi Yom Machodesh, on the 17th day of the month, Bishua Omer, Oso Yom, Yudayin B'irhad. It was the 17th day of Iyar, second month. Yom, okay, I don't know what this means. Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea, Bayom. It's the day when the mazel of Kima is hanging in the in the day. Umayonos Mismatin. And Mayonos are the fountains. The what? The springs, yeah, are lessened. Since they changed the behavior of the world, they did terrible veros, terrible sins, Hashem, so to speak, changed creation too. Right? He changed Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'hela mazel kima bayom. Kima, the constellation of Kima, went up in the day. V'natal shnei kochavim mikima. He took two stars out of Kima, whatever this means. V'hevi mavel olam. And the mavel came. I have no idea what that means. It's an esoteric idea. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Oso Yom Yuzan Mar Cheshvan Habit. No, it was the 70th day of Cheshvan. Yom Shemazal Kima Ola Bayom Ayonos Misgabrin. Just opposite. That's when Kima makes the waters flow even stronger. One more minute. One more line. Umitoch Sheshinu Maaseyim. And because they changed their ways into the terrible Averos, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem changed Maaseh Bereishis. V'hele mazel kima bayom. He took two stars out of kima. V'nodol shnei kochavim v'hevim avol olam. Took those two stars out, and he brought the mabul. What does that mean? I'm sorry, I have no idea. But the point is that they hold this. It was in Nisan or in Tishrei. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.